What's going on, Motion Movers? I am Ryan, one of your favorite co-hosts for Millennials in Motion podcast, and I wanted to give you guys a quick disclaimer before we listen to the episode together that we did have some technical difficulties recording the episode, but it is still just as real, relatable, and entertaining as any other episode, but the episode may be just a little bit shorter, so I wanted to give y'all the disclaimer before we get into the real spiel. Now that we got that out of the way, make sure to enjoy this episode and follow us at millennials.in.motion on Instagram.
What is up, y'all? Welcome back to another installment of Millennials in Motion, where we give the real, relatable, and entertaining spill on adulthood. I'm... oh, my God. It's Nyla, and y'all, that was my first time ever doing the intro. I'm so happy.
Woo, shout out Big Nyla. Big Nyla on the intro. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Easy Breezy, Brianna J. We back in the studio, and we not finna play. Period.
Hi guys, it's your girl Sarah, your favorite Nigerian princess from Chicago, and I'm back.
Wild going, it's your girl Camille back again with the back end.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Molly Maul from the 305, aka Mr. Brandon Campus Live, the hottest personality here on 90.5, and we are back for another installment of Millennials in Motion.
Another one.
What's going on, everybody? Y'all know what it do and what it don't. It's your boy Ryan back here, coming from the only place where we juke and jive on I-95, Broward County, Florida, baby.
Crip.
There you go. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? We back. How we feeling? How we feeling that Valentine's Day is on Friday?
You know, we feeling good.
Love feeling, is in the air.
All,
can't you spill?
Cutesy and whatnot.
No.
Yeah, you can save it. You can save the
y'all
same.
Y'all not in a loving mood?
I am.
You so, got a Valentine?
Ooh, that's the real. Yeah.
Are y'all gonna cut this out? Don't put this on.
No, y'all.
No, this going on now.
Y'all, Sarah said she can't make our photo shoot because she gonna be too tired the day after.
I didn't say that. What I said was, I need a day of rest, and that is Saturday for me.
In other words,
she didn't say nothing about no bread.
She too
wait, I thought
tied.
The shoot was on the 24th.
Yeah, originally, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was on the 21st.
No, we said.
I thought it was.
I'm not going to be here.
Monday the 24th.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
So be on the lookout for them pics. By time this out, the pics should be dropping or. Some.
Okay, do y'all have Valentine's?
Yeah.
Let's go in a circle. Let me know.
Something like that.
Mm. It's a yes or no question.
Actually, no, I don't.
Did you ask her to be your Valentine?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got a Valentine? No.
She said, I'll think about it.
Oh, she said no. That's big
same,
business.
Why did I give that same answer?
What is
because
there to think
that's
about?
Not a yes.
She inspiring me.
That's a I don't know.
That's a you just tried me. That's what that
that's
is.
That's what that is.
Dude, how did you ask her though?
See, and that's what I wanted to get into, right? Because I feel like personally, if we already have history, like we've been doing this for a minute.
Like what's a minute?
That?
I'm sorry.
Years. No, you straight. Oh, okay, like years. Like I just feel like the ask shouldn't. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be the biggest thing in the world because the day of is already going to be
did
big.
Did you put a lot of thought into it? I feel like men, not even just men, people in relationships, they forget that you have to keep dating the person. You have to keep creating fun things and, you know, making the relationship exciting. And I think asking somebody to do your Valentine's should be like a thing that is special. So what did you do? Did you just walk up to her and go, do you want to be my Valentine? Or did you get her a card?
The thing is, it's just like I always get her cards. We always go out to eat. Like I always get her little gift. Like
men
her
are
gifts,
so boring.
Her
like
gifts,
what? Well, then switch it up.
Her gifts.
You can literally ask ChatGPT what to do.
Not even like you know what she likes. You
know
her favorite food. At one of those dinner days, you could have told them in the back, "Key, right? Will you be my Valentine on the plate?" And she would be
simple.
The happiest person in the
simple.
World.
Right.
So okay. Let me ask y'all this then.
So do y'all expect the man to ask y'all to be y'all Valentine every single year?
Yes, because I want a man to treat me like he's still trying to get me.
Hello.
Yeah, we 5 years in, but you need to still court me every single day we're in our relationship.
Yep.
I just want to say so I got asked to be somebody's Valentine, and he literally just walked up to me and asked me to be his Valentine, and I told him no, because I'm like, you can't get me a flower or something? Yeah, like we had just walked in the house. Mm. And then
y'all have never talked before?
Oh, no, this... No.
It was like a random encounter. Like
Yeah.
And then also when that happens, it's like, I don't know if you're serious, you're joking, you're playing.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, you're not serious right now, right? Like, I was like, where is that? Like, something. Like, a flower? a flower. And he was like, oh, all the cute stuff come like on actual Valentine's Day.
That was my thought process.
No. That's literally what he said to me. And I told him no.
He know you be eating Wingstop. He could have got you some Wingstop and been like, would you be my Valentine?
But that's the thing. Like, I just feel like men and women just think differently, bro. Like,
but we're not even saying it got to be something extravagant and grand for the ask, but just something that has some thought into it, something that's going to make me smile. You coming up to me, talking to me like you do every day, is not going to make me smile.
You could have bought me a rose off the side of the road. People
you could have picked it. You didn't even have to buy it. You could pick it.
You could have went to Dollar Tree and get the $1.25 helium balloon, but you didn't.
So, but I was going to, okay. I was going to ask y'all, so in this case where Mr. Jamal has been talking to this lovely lady for however long, if he already shows that expression of love on a regular basis, then I mean, I don't understand why not asking her deliberately would take away from him not still showcasing that love.
Because it makes her happy. I feel like men be trying to, oh my gosh, I don't want to ask you because you're already my girl. And when you're in a relationship, you want to make your partner happy. Mm-hmm. Like, if you know something that simple can make your partner happy, why don't you just do it?
Clock.
I was going to make her happy on the day.
All right, so let's get to it. Ryan, who your Valentine?
Me, myself,
oh yeah, we didn't even go in a circle and say if we had one or not.
So you're not asking nobody to.
It's in 2 days. It's a little.
I don't got nobody in mind. I'm chilling. Y'all got somebody for me? Let me know. But
Bree, I don't know. Honestly, I don't. I haven't been asked yet. So
yet. So is it coming?
I don't know. Honestly, yesterday, I might have messed it up. I might not have one. So, yeah.
Oh, so it was your fault.
Yeah, what you did?
Well, it wasn't my fault. I just laid the honest cards on the table when I should have probably laid them on the table on Saturday. But I was just like, hey, look, we're not together or anything. But, and that's the other thing, we're not together. So it's like, do I expect a Valentine's Day gift or do I not? And I don't know. We're just kind of working through some things right now.
What was the honest cards that you laid on the table? That you don't like them?
No. That the reasons why we aren't together.
Mm.
Yeah. And what I need the person to fix if they want to be together. Because I feel like I'm in a point in my life where I want a man.
Okay.
I want somebody that's going to allow me to just be a woman and turn my brain off and la 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 and live my life and take care of me. But I understand that we're in college and I understand that dudes aren't set up like that. So honestly, I'm okay with being single until I graduate and find a job and find real men.
Ryan, that made you mad.
Why did that make you mad?
Why you suck his teeth? It just be hypocritical, bro. Like my thing is like, I'm not saying towards y'all specifically, mm-hmm. but I'm saying, like, I've heard plenty of times with women saying, I'm looking for a man,
mm-hmm.
and it just be like, but I don't be feeling the energy reciprocated that y'all trying to receive.
And that was his argument kind of too, but it's like, what do you want me to do? And I'm genuinely asking, what mm-hmm. do you want from a woman?
Mm-hmm.
And it always just goes silent. Like, there's nothing, there's
like
no...
Like, he doesn't know?
Like,
or he just don't got nothing to say.
There's nothing that I could be doing differently.
Well, let me say this much. I don't know if y'all have had these conversations before, but I know with my situation, like, I've expressed my concerns in the past,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like if nothing has changed, I'm not going to keep wasting my breath. Because at that point, I'm begging you, and, like, if you don't want to change yourself, then...
But that's how I feel. I feel like I'm begging you to change, mm-hmm. and I'm at a point where it's like, I'm not just every day waking up, oh, let me check if he changed. I hope he changed. I'm at a point where I'm like, oh, let me go do what I got to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see you, oh, hey, how are you? Still the same? Okay, well, let me go back and do what I have to do.
It's like if you got...
Yeah, like I'm not actively seeking...
If you don't, you don't.
I'm not actively seeking relationship right now, and I'm not actively seeking for him to be better. But he, because we still have contacts, we still talk, we still hang out, he thinks that sometimes we're progressing and getting closer to being in a relationship. But honestly, I think that we're not... I'm just having fun hanging out with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where
The disconnect
comes, because in his head, tomorrow, oh, we're doing so good right now, we're going to be back together. But in my head, oh, you still haven't changed the things I told you to change, so we're still in the same spot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, moral of the story, I don't know if I'm getting Valentine's Day gift, but yeah.
Okay. Nala, you went, right?
No.
Mm-mm.
You halfway went. Go ahead, Nala.
I do have a Valentine. What's that?
Sarah?
Wait, go back. Rewind.
I thought you
was it the one
I thought he was gonna
so okay
it's you, the one you said you don't know
this? No, this is the one that I said no to.
Wait, so the no is a
but
yes
then he
now
asked me again
So how did he ask you the second time?
Well,
see, why
you
didn't give that information the first time?
Well, I...
Or you gonna,
she was trying to save it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But yeah, he asked me again. But this is, we went on a date, and he asked me.
Oh, she did say that.
So, yeah. And
did he ask the waitress to get the plate?
No, we just,
he just took you on a date.
He just went on a date and he asked me again. But, y'all, I've never had a Valentine before, so.
You nervous?
I'm not really nervous. It's just like, I'm not really expecting much because I don't want to be like.
Disappointed.
Right. So, my roommate has been like helping him. I'm not sure what they've been like conversing about, but like she's been like helping him, I guess, plan it or whatever. And then I have work on Friday, and people keep asking me, why do I have work on Friday? What do you mean? Why would I not go to work?
Wait, y'all heard that?
Yes.
Oh, damn. That wasn't supposed to happen.
I am going to quit really soon, but I'm just like, why would I call off of work? And whatever I'm expecting to happen doesn't happen, then I'm gonna be pissed. Like, I don't even wanna give myself the room to think about, like, oh my gosh, this whole day is gonna be wonderful. I'm about to have a ball. Da, 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 da. I'm gonna go make my money, and then whatever happens when I get off work happens. So.
That's rude.
Yep.
And honestly, you should know that. You should be able to plan around your schedule.
Well, Sarah?
Yes, I do have Valentine. And yeah. What you want for?
I think it's like a, aw.
Like a,
but that's kind of more like of a, aw.
Yeah, that's like a sad aw. It's supposed to be like a, aw.
Okay, so we're going to record that later, and y'all going to be like, aw. Like,
let's do it, y'all. 1, 2, 3.
Aw.
That was good. That was really good.
So I got to ask the follow-up question. So did y'all already know each other, or have you never met this man before?
No, we've been to each other.
Okay.
Ryan, why do you think people are going to be Valentine's with some random person?
No, that's not. That happens.
I've gone on a blind date before someone I never met on Valentine's Day.
So you do anything. A blind date on Valentine's Day?
And it was great, too.
Exactly.
I just only seen stuff like that happen in movies.
No, ain't gonna lie. Like, if I know, if I'm attracted to somebody, okay, I will say it's not going to be, like, random, like, I don't know this person.
You've never seen in your life?
But I think what he's saying by, like, random, like, somebody you don't know is, like, you know, maybe y'all have had, like, slight... interactions, but
okay.
Nothing. But yeah, I've definitely, you know, asked people like, oh, hey, like, you know, well, not, I won't even say, would you be my Valentine? But that's something that people do. Like, if they know they've been interested in somebody for a while, like, they use Valentine's Day as an opportunity to take that person out or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. Camille?
Wait.
I have a question I want to ask y'all after she goes. Wait, what?
She didn't have a mic.
Oh.
I got a couple Valentines.
What?
That's just like Camille. That's a Camille answer.
I mean, it's a day of love, so I just...
You're just getting a lot of it, huh?
Yeah, like, there's nothing wrong with that. People love me. What can I say?
So...
Can I be added to the list?
Bree, you've been wanting to be on the list. Hey. It's coming one day.
Yo.
So I was going to ask you, so how you plan to, you know, make time for all
your
different Valentines?
Wait, did you ask them to be Valentines? Or?
I mean, I don't really do the asking
thing. I was going to say, she don't give me the type of the type of person who go ask.
It just, they know what it is.
Camille stole a basket out Convergence.
Okay. You didn't have to do all that. But no.
Oh, look, it's down the street by that stove.
Look, is that by the gas station?
That.
Look who fucking posted that.
You about cheese?
Huh? You see who posted that? Mm-hmm.
That's your Valentine?
Mm-mm. Oh.
But continue.
What was I saying?
You're not the type to ask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't ask. It is what it is.
But I'm saying, how you gonna make it work?
With the time? Well, I do got work on Fridays, so, you know, that's that. But between today, tomorrow, and Saturday, it's just going to be a lot of love coming my way. And coming out of the people.
All right, now. Shoot.
Here you
are. What was the question?
Okay, so as guys, like, I understand, like, you guys would ask a female to be your Valentine's, but are you, like, would you expect something in return? Like, would you...
Like a gift?
Yeah.
For asking her?
Like if would you want her to get you something for Valentine's Day?
I'm not expecting anything. So to answer your question, no. in my head at least. Well, I did see something on social media that was like, women need to start getting men stuff too on Valentine's Day. But in my head, like traditionally growing up, I just feel like Valentine's Day has always been a day for women. So I don't necessarily expect anything. But now that you say that, oh my God, this is gonna sound horrible. It makes me think, like, what do gay couples do?
What do you mean?
What? I'm confused.
Can you give more elaboration?
What do you mean? You know what my question is?
One is more masculine than the
Sometimes. But sometimes they both be so it just like
what my goodness.
So it's like if they both kind of like feminine,
they could go on a date.
But I'm saying like
they could get each other gifts.
But that's what I'm saying. Is that established or is it just like
I'm pretty sure they would have to work that out.
It's whatever they like, I guess.
Because in my head, I'm thinking, all right, maybe the person that asks is the one that's doing the gift giving. And maybe next year, if they still together, the other person will ask and do the gift giving.
But I'm pretty sure they're doing things. They're both exchanging gifts and doing things for each other.
Yeah, I think that's most likely what it is.
Mm-hmm. I feel like every time I've had a Valentine, I always get him a gift. So
what do you gift?
Yeah.
I'm really just trying to decide if I should get him something for Valentine's Day or not. But
I feel like I'm also a
Okay.
Oh, one thing that I would say to stray away from, but I have done, is getting a guy's shoes because of the whole superstition of he'll walk right out your life. And every time I've gotten a guy's shoes, we've broken up. But
never had that happen to me.
I ain't buying nobody's shoes anyways.
But yeah, I used to buy shoes. I used to buy games.
Wearing Lamb is in Balenciaga, baby. I ain't got that.
Like if they play the game, like the little
I lied.
Wait, huh?
Like the little PlayStation Plus and
when
all
I
stuff.
Told her that I got her I'm gonna be transparent. We had gotten to like a little argument or whatever. And like, I was just like, yeah, like, and I had ordered you stuff and some most, like, you feel me? And you did this, whatever, whatever. Like, after we had finished like the argument, she noticed like I was on the game and she noticed like my headphones was like broken. So she was like, which one of these do you like? And I was like, oh, that was kind of cute.
Yeah,
I guess I do get.
Oh yeah, I also get colognes.
Yeah,
if you can get some. Go to the store.
But, I mean, like
cologne. Go to like.
I mean, if you got Prime,
is there a
Dillardson?
But like, I don't have time to do that.
In Italy, yeah, go to.
But
Dillard's.
I ain't gonna lie, like fellas are simple, so I feel like it don't really take too much. Like the fact you even getting to do the gift is.
I don't know. Nowadays, dudes.
They be doing too much.
They a little
sassy.
Oh y'all, did y'all watch the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Did you watch the game or did you actually watch?
I watched the game. Oh.
Did y'all watch it?
I didn't watch the game because I was at the declaration speeches, but I made it to the TV just in time for the Kendrick Lamar show.
The game was still going after the declaration ended.
I said I made it to the TV as soon as the Kendrick Lamar show came on.
Okay.
I didn't watch the game. I was at work. So
I was looking on and off.
I watched the halftime show when I got home though. I watched it on YouTube.
And after the halftime show, I looked at the score and I knew there was no reason to watch the game.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I heard they were canceled.
What did y'all think of the halftime show?
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched the game, but like I'm not like a Super Bowl. Like I didn't really care for it. Or I just went for the vibes and the food.
Where'd you go?
I was at Tristan's.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He invited me, but I had work, so.
I just went for, like,
I'm sorry.
The food and the vibes. That's about it.
Mm. I enjoyed the halftime show. I thought it was really cool. Like, when I watched it, because I'm not really a Kendrick Lamar fan for real. Like, I know, like, you know, his songs, but, like, I'm not like,
oh my gosh,
like, yeah. But the show was really cute. Like, at the time, I wasn't really paying attention to, like, the meanings and stuff like behind it, but like as the show went on, I was like, this is kind of, like, it was very well put together. Like a lot of thought went into that show, and I thought it was really good, because the only reason I watched it is because on like Instagram, TikTok, people kept saying that it was horrible. So people kept saying like, what was that? They could have got Lil Wayne. Like, it was like a lot of stuff.
My thing is, you knew what you was getting when you signed up. It's Kendrick Lamar. He's never been just a hype performer guy. He's always been that deeper meaning, stay woke.
Mm-hmm. He did a little two-step though during his show though.
Right. I don't know. I liked it. When I watched it, I immediately saw all the symbolism, the Uncle Sam reference. I really liked that. I liked the American flag incorporated. I liked, he basically said, we need to start a revolution, in my opinion. So, yeah, it was good for what it needed to be at this time for the political climate that we're in.
That's making so much noise, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm in the...
Yeah.
But yeah, the Super Bowl, so I did enjoy, I will say I enjoyed the show. I'm a little biased. I'm a little Wayne fan, so like I personally just feel like should have been him. But, you know, Kendrick is known for his freedom of speech, if that makes sense, and his ways of expression. So I do appreciate like him incorporating that into the Super Bowl, and it was actually... He broke the record for the most watched Super Bowl halftime performance. He just beat Michael Jackson, which is crazy. I didn't expect that. So it makes me think, like, did he win? Like, did he do that because of the fact that... Because I feel like if that whole Drake thing didn't happen, this wouldn't be the case.
Like, he wouldn't have performed?
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he wouldn't. I feel like he wouldn't have performed.
At all.
And he also wouldn't have broke that record. So it's like...
I agree, but I feel like because of the situation that kind of solidified his role as a rapper or his status as a rapper more so.
But why couldn't, before the situation, his status as a rapper could have been solidified? Why did it take to get into it with Drake?
In my opinion, he was always in the convo regardless.
Yeah, he a cool rapper. He okay rapper.
Didn't he?
Did he what?
Nah, I don't think.
He probably came out like on some surprise guest.
Yeah, as a special guest type.
But I don't think he like headlined the Super Bowl.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Oh, okay. I'm saying like he performed there.
Let me see.
So let me get my two cents about the bowl.
So I just want to come on here and apologize because I was a person that said that Lil Wayne should have been picked. But after the performance, I feel like they made the right choice in going with Kendrick because, for one, you won 5 Grammys off of a diss song. And then just to turn around and perform it at the Super Bowl and give that great production, it was amazing to me. Like, I wasn't expecting to like it for real. I really wasn't. I don't know why. But after watching it, it's just something you have to watch like a couple times to really pick up on the things and that was going on and like everything that was being portrayed, because even at the end with the whole audience having a game over thing, like, and them ending with turn your TV off, that was just, it was just cool. I would say like it wasn't the most like energizing performance, but it was definitely a great, great performance, and I don't think nobody should take that away from that.
Sarah looked like she got something to say.
I disagree. Honestly, I think the halftime show was boring. It wasn't like really hyped to me, in my opinion, until SZA came on, and I didn't know she was lip singing. Was lip singing though. Like everybody said, she was lip singing.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that either.
And she looked it so good. The red on red on red.
I didn't like the shoes though.
I didn't really look at the shoes. I just seen the red and the hair. I didn't really look. She was cute though. Her makeup was chef's kiss. But honestly, it was really boring. I feel like Kendrick is one of those artists and rappers that try to rap to get the black people to, oh yeah, we gotta fight, we gotta do this. But it's like, Kendrick, what are you really doing behind closed doors? Like, yeah, you're saying, yeah, we should do this, and
so you're saying he not putting in no work?
No, what work has Kendrick done? Serious,
not only from the,
we got people leading marches, we got people,
J. Cole be outside in sweats and a hoodie marching,
and when all that Black Lives Matter stuff, I don't even know where Kendrick was at. I don't even remember seeing him in not one headline or anything like that. So it's just like he's saying things to just get our reactions and just to get us riled up and be like, yeah, he's for the people, but he's not doing it. He has no action. He lacks the action behind the things that he is saying. Like, yeah, you rapping cool and stuff and you're so lyrical and you got to think about it, but it's like, okay, like, who wants to be solving a puzzle when they listening to music? Like, I'm trying to vibe. Kendrick has great songs. He makes great music, and he did not sing any of his bangers like that I was expecting him to sing. Like, Not Like Us is the only thing that really got the crowd riled up, and that was based off of Drake. And I'm a Drake fan to the gods. I love Drake. You can't tell me anything about Drake. Kendrick won those Grammys because he was into it with Drake and everybody hated Drake. He performed at the Super Bowl because everybody hated Drake. If we're looking at Drake's catalog, we could put one song and it's not like a star.
Sorry, y'all. Deliberately hit Kendrick for real. Oh my God.
Cause he went too far, bro. Like, I don't like that. I don't like people that go too far.
But they was beef. The whole thing was a beef. We can't act like Drake was the victim.
You can't do that to her.
Calling somebody a pedophile, though, and you have no proof of him being a pedophile.
Was he talking about Party Next Door when he said Party in the corner playing with his nose?
I don't know.
Probably. Most likely. But, yeah, y'all, we had some technical difficulties, so, you know, disregard the cutout and the cut in. All right, y'all, so we gonna check in next time on Millennials in Motion. If you do enjoy the podcast and you would like to find us on socials, you can find us on Instagram at millennials.in.motion.
We ain't never did a word for.
Oh yeah, we ain't did a word in a minute.
Kendrick, but that's gonna piss me off.
Yeah, we not doing Kendrick.
We normally do a word of at the end of the episode.
We gonna do
Aubrey Graham.
That's just extra glazing. Extra glazing. We gonna do
Valentine.
Love.
Yeah, we can do Valentine. We can do Valentine. Valentine is the word of the episode, y'all. So, if you got a Valentine and you listen to this episode and you would like a chance for you and your Valentine to come on Millennials in Motion, make sure you tell us that keyword. But until next time, it's your boy Molly Maul and the rest of the crew.
Shout out Drake. Shout out Drake.
And we out.
Bye. Peace. Oh, brother.